Al-Harith, Fatima's great-great-grandfather, was a legendary leader of the Beni Kilab tribe. He led a brave life of hunting in the rugged Yemeni deserts, steppes, and river valleys in the days of the 7th century caliph, Abd al-Malik bin Marwan. One day, in the process of capturing some ferocious men and looting a camp, he saw a girl named al-Rabab, and he fell in love. The girl's father, emotionally attached to her, cried when al-Harith approached. Al-Harith asked the father, "Why are you crying, Sheikh?" "I'm crying because you're taking my daughter by force. If you didn't take her against her will, then I would not cry. If you really want her, then marry her properly. It's to your advantage, ultimately, to follow the Prophet's example." Al-Harith readily released the elderly man, his daughter, and all their people, giving the man 1,000 she-camels and 100 gold dinars as dowry. After ensuring that the marriage was legitimate and respectable, Al-Harith and al-Rabab moved on into the wilderness. It was not long before al-Rabab became pregnant. One night near the end of her pregnancy, she saw in her dreams that she was in a desert surrounded by plains. As she neared a tall hill, her hem lifted and fire came out from beneath it in incandescent colors. When it reached the ground, it burned everything both near and far. She whirled around and she too was engulfed in flames. Al-Rabab started in her sleep in sheer terror. Al-Harith asked, "What's wrong, dear?"
"I saw something terrible and had such a fright."
And she told him her dream from start to finish. "Tomorrow I'll get a diviner. I'll bring you someone knowledgeable. You can tell him the dream and see what he says." At daybreak, Al-Harith rode to the scholar's camp. There, he exchanged greetings and introduced himself, and the men of the camp invited him to sit with them before asking what he needed. He explained, "Gentlemen, I come to you in need. I have seen you defer to the Sheikh, and I understand that he is incredibly wise." Then Al-Harith sat closer to the Sheikh, greeted him, and recounted his wife's vision. The Sheikh replied, "I see that yours is a special situation, and so the interpretation will also be uncommon. For if I am correct, based upon my knowledge of the holy books of all the great peoples, this woman will give birth to an extraordinary child, unmatched in his time for greatness, ethics, and good looks. Yet I fear that the mother will die when he appears safely in this world." Al-Harith found the news generally positive. "The important thing is that he will live. His mother and I have seen much, and death comes for rich and poor alike." Al-Harith returned to his camp with the Sheikh and took him to meet his wife. He told her what the Sheikh had said and asked her to recount her dream. Turning to the Sheikh, she spoke in verse. "O Sheikh, by the sacred family, by Mina, Zamzam, and the Maqam of Abraham, I had an astonishing dream. Hear my words and interpret my vision. I saw that I was in a great desert, spacious prairies surrounding me. Beneath me was a tall sand dune. My hem lifted, and my tears fell, and from within me there came a fire. It flared and burned in many colors, including black. It spread, burning the tent, burning the tribes and campsites. It turned, lighting up the darkness, and I was terrified and afraid. That is what happened to me in the dream." The Sheikh replied in kind, "I tell you the meaning of the dream and what you saw in the dark. Your child nears, full of fury. He will be long remembered. He will arise a brave and heroic warrior, stirring up enemies among every people. He will be raised an orphan, lacking both father and mother, and he will travel far and wide. From him, there will come a valiant leader, opposing enemies with the sword. This is the sign I have for my studies, an interpretation of your dream.